It's here and now. Leaf peepers heading to Vermont to see the fall foliage are in for a treat. An additional full palette of Wyeths. 36 works of three generations of the iconic family of artists are showing at the Shelburne Museum, which is actually a sprawling campus of exhibits, including the refurbished steamship Ticonderoga. Every year, Vermont Public Radio holds its listener picnic at the Shelburne. This year, we were privileged to join the hundreds who attend and get a private tour with Shelburne Museum Director and co-curator Thomas Denenberg of the Wyeth exhibit. It's called Vertigo.
Vertigo is the key to understanding the Wyeths. All three generations of Wyeths, N.C. Wyeth, Andrew Wyeth, and Jamie Wyeth, like to knock you off your pins a little bit to make you dizzy, and they do this by employing unusual perspective, extreme perspective, in their paintings, paintings that look up, look down, in and out of odd spaces. But socially, they were very good at making people dizzy. We always talk about something called Wyeth World, where the individual members of the Wyeth family would like to knock you off your pins a little bit.
There is a view of the Wyeths as nice pictures. You had copies of them on your college dorm wall, and they were nice. But when you look closer, they aren't often nice. They do knock you off.
Without a doubt. The Wyeths are very accessible. N.C. Wyeth, of course, the most famous illustrator in the 20th century, his son Andrew produced Christina's World.
A woman stretched out in the grass in a sort of a kitchen dress reaching towards a house on the hill.
Exactly. And either that or American Gothic always comes back as the most popular American painting of the 20th century.
American Gothic, the farmers with their forks, pitchforks.
Exactly. But Christina's World is a dark painting. This woman has mobility issues. She's trying to get back up to the house. And that dark streak is something we see throughout Andrew Wyeth's career, and it's something that's picked up on by his son as well.
Where should we start?
It all begins with the grandfather, N.C. Wyeth, in the early 20th century.
Okay.
N.C. Wyeth produced these heroic images, which were illustrations for Potboiler, novels and serialized stories in magazines of the era. And we're very used to sort of his image of James Fenimore Cooper's Leather Stocking Tales or any of these great heroic images. In front of me, we have a group of men who are digging a train out that's been snowbound in the far west, and that very cold blue snow is something that just jumps right off the canvas. Mm-hmm.
Tom told us that N.C. Wyeth was enthralled with the Maine realist Edward Hopper, so much so that he moved the Wyeth family to Maine to observe him. But after the first modern art show in America, the Armory Show in 1913, he explored cubism, and always there were the illustrations, like just as the baby's feet left the ground.
This is an extraordinary illustration from a story, and it shows a baby who has been snatched by an eagle, but just as he is being carried off, there is a wolf that has shown up and grabbed a hold of the eagle and rescued the baby. This is a very dark narrative painting.
You know, and standing, we're just in the first room, but I feel the vertigo. We're up in the air with the eagle, with the baby. We're up above everything.
And just wait for the next generation when we get to Andrew Wyeth. The sense of dizzying perspective will increase in the 1940s.
Let's go. Oh, and of course, the piece that catches your eye.
We're standing in front of Andrew Wyeth's masterpiece, Soaring. This was a painting that he started sketching in 1942 or 1943. He showed it to his father, N.C. Wyeth, a year later, and the story goes that N.C. Wyeth said, "Oh, Andy, that will never make a painting." So his kids and other sort of family members were using it as a train board. They had set up H.O. trains on the back of it. But it's a monumental, large-scale painting of three turkey buzzards encircling a little Pennsylvania farmhouse near his home in Chatsford.
It is dizzying. You're up there with that turkey buzzard.
You are absolutely up there, and the question that the painting begs is, you know, are you another bird? You know, how can you get this perspective? This painting is also really a Cold War narrative. Between 1943, let's say, and when this painting is actually exhibited in 1950, the world over has been watching newsreels from World War II after 1945, of course. We're used to, duck and cover under our school desks. So the sort of the dive bomber-like image of the painting is also something that Wyeth well and truly understood. The other thing, of course, is these are scavengers. So the implication immediately is, something is wrong on the ground. Something is dead on the ground if these animals are circling that farm.
That's Shelburne, Vermont Museum Director Thomas Denenberg on our tour of the Wyeth exhibit Vertigo. You're listening to Here and Now.
Okay, what else should we see of Andrew?
This is one of Andrew Wyeth's later paintings. It was executed in 2001. It's probably his last painting in this exhibition.
It looks like an old fireplace built into a wall, andirons in it, a low ceiling.
It's called Sparks, and it's his own living room in Chadsford, Pennsylvania. And Joyce Hill Stoner, who was our co-curator on this project, has spent a lot of time in that living room and told me that that space itself was also dizzying. Not only does it have that very low ceiling on it, but she said that the cocktail parties that went on in this space, Wyeth was very fond of putting his guests a little bit on the defensive and asking them 21 questions. The other thing that really raises the hair on the back of my neck is Joyce Stoner asked Andrew Wyeth what was on his mind when he was painting this, and he said he was thinking about the last moments of Princess Diana as she lost her life in a tunnel in Paris. And this painting, once you think of that, you realize it becomes a tunnel. You just get kind of sucked right into that fireplace, past these beams. It's a very frightening painting.
The last room, Jamie Wyeth. We see a painting of a young man teetering over a cliff. There are exploding orange pumpkins and a piece that Jamie did just for this exhibit. It's reminiscent of his father's aerial view of a farmhouse. Jamie's is an aerial view of his home on a main island.
The tip of the island with the lighthouse and the small house, and the waves look like they're about to just pour right over the island.
So this is potentially the turkey buzzard's view.
The view of Jamie's house, exactly. It's an extraordinary painting.
Quite something. So actually, we have a crowd of VPR listeners. So overall, Tom, you said the goal was to show how the Wyeths throw us off our pins. What else would you want us to know about all three of the Wyeths?
The fascinating thing about the Wyeths is, you know, for the last 75 years or so, they have achieved tremendous popular acclaim, but they've never received critical respect. And in fact, in the 1940s and 50s, Andrew Wyeth was really the painter the critics loved to hate. You know, critics found him, you know, too easy. But I think what everyone has missed over the years is just how profoundly strange they are. And that's a term of great honor in the Wyeth family. They all use that. Wondrous Strange was the name of a wonderful exhibition a few years ago, and that's a Shakespearean term that they use in the family a lot to sort of explain their behavior. But the sort of the darkness and the vertiginous, the sort of dizzying quality, which all three of them exhibit, really makes a very interesting lens through which to see this dynasty of American painters.
Let them throw you off your balance.
Off our balance.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming.
And look, you guys, you got a free tour.
Some of our tour of the Wyeth exhibit Vertigo, three generations of Wyeths, NC, his son Andrew, his son Jamie, the only living Wyeth artist, at the Shelburne Museum in Shelburne, Vermont, with Thomas Denenberg, director of the museum and co-curator of the show with Joyce Hill Stoner. 39 works are on loan from museums including Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, the Whitney Museum of American Art, Portland's Museum of Art, Farnsworth Art Museum, the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, and others, and works are also on loan from the Wyeth family as well. Vertigo will be open through October if you are going leaf peeping. To see some of the works and for more on the exhibit, go to hereandnow.org. And thanks as well to VPR, Vermont Public Radio. Note to other stations, Jeremy, try a listener picnic at a museum. It's a lot of fun. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, Boston, with a new performance season. Miranda July, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.